live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, visiting by appointment has been reintroduced at Letterkenny University Hospital. Patients may have one visit per day, lasting up to 30 minutes. The Taoiseach says the government intends to put a mechanism in place to compensate families of the CAMHS controversy in Kerry in a non-adversarial way. Meanwhile, delays in accessing CAMHS services remain a major issue in Donegal. Motorists are being warned to expect record fuel prices at the pumps as a result of the crisis on the Russian-UK border. And applications are being invited for Donegal Culture and Creativity Grants in 2022. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Oisin, and as it's a Friday, big on North Aguin, Le Colum Ferreter. We begin, though, with confirmation this evening from Sale to the visiting by appointment is being reintroduced at Letterkenny University Hospital. Patients may now have one visit per day lasting up to 30 minutes. Family members and visitors are being asked to contact the ward or unit before 3 o'clock on the day of the visit, with appointments being staggered across all ward areas at 6:30, 7:15 and 8 o'clock. Visitors will be asked to produce an EU digital COVID certificate, HSE COVID-19 vaccination record or other proof of immunity at the hospital entrance. There are some exemptions on compassionate grounds. Children should not visit the hospital at the moment unless that's agreed in advance on compassionate grounds with the ward manager. And there are more details on that on our website, highlandradio.com. The Taoiseach says the government intends to put a mechanism in place to compensate families of the CAMHS controversy in Kerry in a non-adversarial way. The issue has taken centre stage after it emerged dozens of children were harmed after they were prescribed incorrect medication by a junior doctor in South Kerry. The unit has been unable to secure a permanent consultant psychiatrist despite several recruitment campaigns over the past 2 years. Well, Micheál Martin says it is a challenging issue.
It's not actually a financial resource issue. Funding has been allocated, but the posts haven't followed that allocation of funding. Some of that is due to the general difficulty in recruiting senior clinicians, particularly in the area of psychiatry. I mean, we had a similar situation in the southeast in terms of difficulties to recruit. So we need a more detailed analysis now of the situation than just one about financial resources. I'm afraid it's much more than that.
Well, the Children's Rights Alliance says a report into child protection shows demands on TUSLA and mental health services far exceed resources. The Special Rapporteur on Child Protection said the pandemic was a perfect storm when it came to the issue of child protection, with an increase in domestic violence and a lack of school being damaging. The study also showed an increase in child poverty. Well, Tanya Ward from the Children's Rights Alliance says there does need to be a focus on child well-being, and she said that does involve more funding. And we will hear a little later in the programme from Tanya Ward. Delays in accessing CAMHS, though, does remain a major issue in Donegal. On today's 9 till noon show, businessman Leonard Watson outlined the difficulty his family is having in accessing the service for their child, who has complex needs. He said it took CAMHS 7 months just to confirm they were on a waiting list, and they've been awaiting an appointment for over a year. He says that situation is unacceptable.
When you need the help of CAMHS, your family's in desperation. You know, you have a child or an adolescent who really needs help, as you're at the end of your tether. Like, from personal experience, my family, we're trying to deal with CAMHS at the moment. Like, but it's just a situation that what happened in Kerry was absolutely awful. Like, here in Donegal, we're having it's a different situation. You cannot get an appointment with CAMHS. Like, our personal situation, 7 months it took us for them to actually speak to us. And then you get a letter out to say that you're now in the waiting list, and it's going to be 6 months plus. But this is a 7-year-old child here who's got complex needs and that. And, you know, they tell you it's not an emergency. You're waiting over a year. Like, you know, it's disgraceful. Like, it's just the whole system needs a full review. Like, are we full as ADHD and autism? Like, and, you know, it's a 7-year-old child. It's also quality of life for the family. It's, you know, but it's not just us. This is hundreds of families around Donegal. Like, this is a wider problem in Donegal. And I'm sure other counties too are having similar or different problems. Like, you know, even there in part of respite centres in Donegal, like, which is a vital for some families. Two of them are shut at the moment. There's only two open at the moment. So they're picking up the slack for the whole county. Like, mm-hmm. And something has to give. Like, and when I ask the questions, it's all about, it just seems to come back to funding. Like, you know, they'll tell you there is no psychiatrist or that staff out there, but, you know, sometimes you just feel that you're banging your head off a brick wall. Like,
Well, delays in being able to access CAMHS, as we said earlier, also an issue identified in that report from the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection. Tanya Ward from the Children's Rights Alliance agrees that funding must be an issue.
The data is showing that children and young people in Ireland actually have, alongside children in the Mediterranean, the poorest life satisfaction and mental health and emotional well-being in Europe. So that's demonstrating to us that we really need to think about things like school lockdowns and the impact they have on children. But the second thing is we need to invest now in catch-up, in recovery and support.
Motorists are being warned to expect record fuel prices at the pumps as a result of the Russian-Ukraine border crisis. Crude oil has risen above $90 a barrel for the first time in 8 years. Some petrol stations have added 2 cent onto the price of petrol and diesel overnight. That means motorists could be paying around 177 cent for a litre of petrol. David Horgan is Managing Director of oil and gas exploration company Petrol Resources. He says this problem has been building for months.
Everyone's focused on Ukraine and that's the immediate crisis. But the underlying story is that this was an accident waiting to happen because the supply-demand balance has been tightening dramatically since late 2020, the recovery from COVID.
The board of Uthras na Gaeltachta today approved a total budget of €6.125 million to fund the implementation of the organisation's community development, language and cultural tourism programme for 2022. The figure is up €1 million on last year. Donegal is expected to benefit substantially from the allocation, which includes administration grants for community development organisations and support for local community development committees. And again, more on that story on our website, highlandradio.com. Applications are being invited for the Donegal Culture and Creativity Grant Scheme 2022. The scheme promotes collaboration and fosters creativity as outlined in the Creative Ireland programme. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The scheme is offering 20 grants of €2,000 each to projects that encourage cooperation and collaboration between communities and heritage specialists, artists or culture professionals to preserve, research or promote an aspect of the material or non-material culture in a creative way. Community groups and individuals may apply for funding for a project that addresses culture, heritage, arts or creative industries. Creative Ireland is a culture-based programme designed to promote individual, community and national well-being. Local authorities across the country, including Donegal County Council, are working in partnership with Creative Ireland to deliver Pillar 2 of the Creative Ireland programme that aims to enable creativity in every community. The closing date for receipt of applications is Friday the 4th of March at 12 noon.
Tory has been equipped with a new emergency vehicle. The nursing service on the island has been given the 4x4 from mental health services for use in both routine and emergency calls. With more detail, here's Greg Hughes.
Tory Island, which is roughly 12 kilometres off the northwest coast of Donegal, is one of the remotest places that CHO1 provides a nursing service on. The island has rugged terrain with its 150-plus residents scattered across the area. The island nursing service has had a small van for routine and emergency calls to date, but has received an upgrade to an Isuzu Yukon vehicle from mental health colleagues. The vehicle has a four-wheel drive function, which the HSE says will be a useful asset when assisting in urgent and emergency calls, which can involve the navigation of difficult terrain. The island nursing team will also be able to use the vehicle to accommodate other HSE primary care professionals when undertaking clinical home-based calls on the island or running clinics at the health centre.
A status yellow wind warning has been issued for County Donegal in the early hours of the morning. It'll run from 3 a.m. until 9 a.m. Met Éireann predicting gusts of up to 100 kilometres per hour. They say those gusts could be higher in coastal areas or on higher ground. Similar warnings have also been issued by the UK Met Service for Antrim, Derry and Tyrone. There are fears it could be 2026 before many homes in the northwest have access to broadband. It's after the Dáil was told work is underway in almost 6,000 premises in Donegal under the National Broadband Plan. That figure was provided in response to queries from Sligo Leitrim South Donegal Deputy Marion Harkin during a sometimes heated debate. Deputy Harkin said these are delays that must be addressed.
I looked at the figures for Donegal and we're looking at 80% of the homes in Donegal will not be connected until 24-26. 90% in Leitrim, 25-26. 60% in Sligo, 25-26. 80% in Donegal, 24-26. Are we at the end of the queue again? So if you talk about balanced regional development, how do you intend to deliver it?
In 26 counties in Ireland, construction is going on today. There is no county that's being left till the end of the pile. Every county is having broadband installed simultaneously in 26 different counties.
Figures don't lie.
I have the figures. Like, do you want me to tell you how many are under construction in each of those counties? In Donegal, there are 5,681 premises under construction. In Leitrim, there are 954 under construction. So there's construction
going on. Out of 14,000, Minister.
Donegal is to have a new county councillor next week. Cooldoff businessman Johnny McGuinness has been selected by Fine Gael to replace his late father Bernard, who passed away last August at the age of 77. Mr McGuinness will represent Northern Isshon. He'll be formally co-opted under the authority on Monday. Well, earlier today he told Catherine Gaffney it'll be a bittersweet occasion.
Obviously it's the main objective of the remainder of his tenure is to make sure that the projects that he had started will be brought to fruition and delivered for in his own northeast, and obviously he was a big advocate for the Mica families, and his support for them was undeniable, and he gave 100%, and I will also be pledging my full support, and I will do whatever I can to help further the cause for those families that are having such a terrible experience and terrible time at the moment.
And it's fair to say, Johnny, that you yourself have had a keen interest in local politics over the years.
Well, it's hard to miss in this house now. It's been on the kitchen table since my earliest memories. I actually thought that all kitchen tables were the same. To my amazement, I've discovered that might not always be the case. But certainly in our house, the events of the day were discussed at great length, and then the challenges facing the community were discussed at great length all the time.
A mass to mark the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday takes place in Derry this evening. 13 people were shot dead by British soldiers at a civil rights march on Derry's Bogside on January 30th, 1972. Kevin McElhenney was one of those shot dead on the day. And on today's 9 till noon show, his sister Jean Hegarty spoke to Greg Hughes about the ongoing campaign for justice.
While the Savile report gave us the truth and declared our loved ones innocent, it was very, very long on innocence, but very, very short on guilt. So nothing has happened regarding guilt. From the Bloody Sunday family's perspective, we'll continue to fight and we'll continue to do what we can to oppose this amnesty bill that he intends to put through. I don't know what it will do, but we'll fight on.
Highland's coverage of Donegal action in the National Football League is brought to you by Highland Motors Letterkenny, main dealer for Citroën cars and commercials in Donegal. Citroën Berlingo vans are now back in stock. Order yours today by contacting Damien at Highland Motors.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. We start with football, and Donegal's Ciara Grant will continue her career in Scotland with Rangers. The 28-year-old has left Shelburne and joins Rangers, the current women's Scottish Premier League leaders, for the remainder of the 2021-22 season.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. I've had a good few weeks now in with the team and really settled in well. The atmosphere is just top class and, yeah, really enjoying it. From last season and getting back in the Irish squad, after a few years out, just trying to bridge the gap between international and club. I've always balanced working and playing football part-time, and I suppose the way the women's game is going both in Scotland and all over the world, I just really wanted to be part of that and just see how far I can push my own game as well. Joining a full-time setup like Rangers, there's everything here to make that happen as well, and standard of training has been top class.
Ciara Grant speaking on her big move to Rangers. She has, of course, spent the majority of her playing career in Ireland and Northern Ireland, and also represented the Republic of Ireland at international level. Ciara becomes the second Donegal player in the Scottish top flight. Tyler Toland, of course, plays her ball at Glasgow rivals Celtic. Well, it's understood Georgie Kelly is having a medical today at English League One side Rotherham United. The 25-year-old Donegal man, of course, finished top scorer of the Premier Division under the Bohemians' colours last season, and was also
the 2021 PFAA Player of the Year. He attracted interest from several clubs, but it's believed he's now on the verge of completing the move to Rotherham. Rotherham are third in League One and are only 1 point behind the leaders Wigan Athletic. Meanwhile, former Cork City winger Kieran Sadler has left Rotherham for Bolton. He made just five starts in League One this season. To the Irish League Premiership, one game tonight. Third place Cliftonville will be looking to close the gap on the top two. They're away from home as they take on Ballymena United. The 2021 Donegal Sports Star Awards will take place virtually this evening, starting at 7:30. The 46th Awards will be streamed live on the Donegal Sports Star Facebook, Twitter and YouTube channels. With plenty of sporting activity from the summer onwards, the committee will bring in some more categories for the event this year and will be introducing a few extra features that is set to give the awards added appeal. On the Gaelic Games front, the Alliance National Football League, it's underway this weekend. Four Ulster teams, of course, in the top flight. And it's Connacht opposition in the form of Mayo, who are first up as opponents for Donegal. That match is at Marchevic Park in Sligo, starting at 1:45 on Sunday. And a big crowd is expected to the venue, which is a neutral venue because McKeel Park in Castlebar is currently undergoing redevelopment. Highlands match analyst is Brendan Kilcoyne, and he says Mayo will bring a big test for Donegal on Sunday.
I suppose the positives, you know, you look at the form of Padraig Mogan, he's playing great football. They've got Michael Murphy back on the pitch. So, you know, and we saw last weekend how important, and we all knew that before last weekend, we know that a long time now, the significance and importance of having Michael on the pitch. They're going to be tested as soon as they get into Markovic Park next Sunday against a Mayo team that, you know, you have to have great admiration for. They keep coming every year. They keep coming back. And players back this year, Jason Doherty is back. Brendan Harrison is back. I don't think Killian O'Connor is going to make it. But Oisín Mullen, obviously not heading to Australia, was a huge lift. And you can feel the reverberations and the excitement of that around Mayo. So, listen, Donegal have a... It's going to be a big and important league campaign for them because with the championship starting in April this year, I think at around 24th of April, Donegal are out against Armagh. Every game, the seven games that they play through the National League are going to be of huge importance. And we all know that, you know, teams, in order to win the All-Ireland at this stage, you nearly have to be playing in Division One. So the league has assumed greater significance down through the years. So it has. And Donegal, away to, albeit in Markovic Park and Sligo, is a massive game, a massive opener for both teams. And it'll be just interesting to see how they line up or what new can they bring to the table.
That's Brendan Kilcoyne, who was speaking on the Score programme last night ahead of Donegal's Division 1 league opener against Mayo on Sunday. If you can't make it as far as the match, you can, of course, tune Highlands Way. Myself and Martin McHugh will have full live match commentary and we'll have the build-up from 1:30 on Sunday. The first of the McCrory Cup semi-finals is on tonight and it involves a Tyrone side, Omagh CBS, are in action against St Mary's of Maharafelt. That last four game has been played at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. It starts at 7:30 this evening. Donegal's Mark English will be in action against a strong field on Saturday evening at the Melrose Games in New York. It will be the Finn Valley AC athletes' first outing of the year in what is a World Athletics Indoor Tour Gold Meet. English competed in the 2020 Melrose Games, where he finished sixth in the 800 metres. He has, of course, already secured qualification for the World Athletics Championships later this year, which took place in Oregon in July. On the golf front, Rory McIlroy is just four shots off the lead following a second round 66 at the Dubai Desert Classic. McIlroy is best of the Irish at the halfway stage on 7 under par. Justin Harding of South Africa leads at 11 under. Patrick Harrington remains 4 under following another round of 70, while Shane Lowry had a 74 and I saw him drop back to 1 over. Ulster can move above Leinster into second in the United Rugby Championship table this evening. However, they're short in number of international players for the visit against the Scarlets. The start time to that match in Belfast is at 7:35. And finally, in tennis, Rafa Nadal is on the verge of a record-breaking 21st Grand Slam title. He He came through his match today against Matteo Berrettini to reach the final of the Australian Open. He won in four sets as he met it through to a sixth final down under. A decider against Russian world number two Daniil Medvedev awaits. The 25-year-old beat Stefanos Tsitsipas in four sets at the Rod Laver Arena. Sinead and sport beimage Arish Amara Ega Dog Club. Donal.
Good morning, Oisín. Agus an Oisín an Nocht a Leif Eic Colum Ferreter.
Shewer Mahas a Colum Ferreter in Shalin the Priv Skelty. Bwenyu Faim a Status Nuan a Gilligat Marhanga Offigul an Intis Urupi and Chartin Shaw Con Lyasu a Walu a Raktiacht a Ta a Flay Egan Farlamach. Taliasu and Gilligat Malta again while Parliament Shan O'Kelly er Fisa Raktiacht a Winnin Leshin Dracht. Turum on Kostja om Hradala Idernashunta Major Le Kossinch and Il Tivahish. Tiskem Takiakta Jillua Shartgade Augustafiha Vili Euro Sholta Ig Udras Nigeltakta Kontaku Lichernov na Harnyala Tarasorakta Sigeltukt Jirahi and Skem Ferberha Banistiokta da Afigi Tarasorakta or Ferberch Stratisha na Harnyala Tarasorakta a carcon kin a reach teresh nagir kema. Beshimar hospor egan scheme, togri tarasorakta, a may roll santasa aku ivarbach nakanter egsul geltakta. Fuin scheme carter takiert arigadish the shaska vili yurubur foil, hartrevsha yavlian mariontas aluna da afiga tarasorakta, a vase a fosti his son arnial. Ta olas agus cretair na scéma falsiha hiv udras bunk ie. Agus sholo an scéma gradam ag leanra lecha kennen an chacht an shoy hart. Bonniu gradam grón na heren con colachtí a currar an olas fui an luach tradala a winnin lehúsaj an ya changa sa vargiacht chórhiocht agus sa chomer saj scrífa agus béal. Is tróchlár é gradam dan na cólachtaí sin gur spéis ló tús a chur le húsaj an iachangahis le na gostamiri bíú sé go léhúil ná go chrá rialta. Gáholas fín scéim ag síomh dínra le tú cennan ná ag glór na ngéal bancaí í. Sim a hóid se eilig go léir slán agus banacht.
Gurum agus colum. Before we go, a look at some figures that have just come in to us. 9,591 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed today, 5,109 by PCR tests, and 4,482 positive antigen tests were logged onto the HSE portal yesterday. Weather forecast, and Met Air and tell us it will stay cloudy tonight with just some patchy rain or drizzle, fresh to strong southwest winds persisting. It'll stay rather mild overnight with lows of 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, cloudy with patches outbreaks of rain on tomorrow Saturday morning with westerly winds increasing strong ahead of a band of more persistent rain moving south in the morning. The winds will increase to gale force in exposed areas for a time tomorrow before changing northwesterly and weakening as cooler and drier air moves over, highs of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius occurring earlier in the day. That's Highland Radio News for now. Just looking at the closing headlines in brief, visiting by appointment has been reintroduced at Letterkenny University Hospital. Patients may have one visit per day lasting up to 30 minutes. They'll have to be arranged in advance before 3 o'clock with the ward manager. Appointments are being staggered across the day at 6:30, 7:15 and 8 o'clock. More details on our website. The Taoiseach says the government intends to put a mechanism in place to compensate families affected by the CAMHS controversy in South Kerry in a non-adversarial way. However, the Taoiseach said the issue is challenging. He said this is not an issue of funding. Recruitment is very much a factor. He said funding was in place in Kerry to recruit a permanent psychiatrist, but an appointment could not be made. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The opportune notices for this Friday evening, the 28th of January. The death has taken place of John Grant, Ballyliffin, Clonmany. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Sheila McBride, 6 Ardgrania Court, Stranorer, and formerly of Cranford. Her remains will repose at her sister Mary Roach's residence at Wood Road, Cullion, Letterkenny, from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock on Sunday in Cool Chapel with interment afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The house and wake are private to family only, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desired to our Grainne Comfort Fund, care of any family member or McIlwee Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Harry McGowan, Navanny, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving his late residence on Sunday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. The death has occurred of Paddy Devenny, 330, Conybrough, Lifford, Donegal. Paddy is reposing at the family home. Funeral from there at 12 noon on Sunday, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on clonleyparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Brindley Manor Nursing Home Convoy, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of James Devenny, Tully Arb, Carndonna. Funeral Mass for James will take place on Sunday at 12:30 in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on carndonnaparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to cancer research. The house is private, please. The death has taken place of Danny McBride, Broad Road, Killinure, Convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there at 1:15 on Sunday afternoon for 2 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, followed by interment in the new cemetery. House private to family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu if desired to the oncology, haematology and ICU units at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director, Convoy. And the death has occurred of Mary O'Donnell, Nate Doherty, 3, Glenard Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Meenaneery, Carrick. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with family and friends welcome. Funeral from there tomorrow to St. Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed online. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.